toward or toward?
Toward.
Yeah, you say, okay, with no S. If you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come home and tell your sister or your mother or somebody, guess who I ran
into.
Right. If a child was given the same name, for example, as her aunt, you'd say that child was named
after her aunt.
Mm-hmm. The kind of animal that barks would be a
dog.
Now, if you had a dog or somebody had a dog and wanted to attack another dog or attack a person, what would they say to you?
Getting.
Okay. Yeah. What would you call a dog that's no particular breed, just all different kinds? You'd call it a
cob pot hounds.
That's great. That's great. I have been waiting for somebody to say that for a long time.
That's a whole word you don't hear anymore.
That's right. That's one of the possibilities. You know, some of these things, they write down different possibilities. That's one of the, and I've never had anybody say it. That's great. You know what people would call a little dog that barks all the time?
Well,
let me just ask you, do you know the term feist?
Yeah.
Okay, you referred to
feist.
Yeah. That's kind of an old thing.
Yeah.
If somebody had a mean dog kept inside a fence and somebody kept insisting on going in there, you'd say, you better watch out or you're going to get
bit.
These are going to get funny now. The kind of animals you keep for milk would be
a cow.
Sure.
It sure is. It makes you think you don't know anything.
And of course it's a cow, but you stop and go, okay, when you have, in a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?
Bull.
Right. Now, if you had a cow, and the cow is expecting a calf, you'd say she's going to
have a baby calf.
Right. If you live in the country, you'd say drop a calf. Or
oh, I never heard of such.
Sure. Yeah, that's what you'd say. Drop a calf, find a calf.
Never.
Those are real common.
See, I was just there in the summer. They never drop
me here in the summer. That's funny. Yeah, they don't come in the summer.
Plus, they had a large field out there, and they didn't keep these cows in the yard.
Yeah,
they would,
they're,
you know,
way
they
out.
Would milk them, and they would go back out in this large
In this big field.
Pasture.
So
I don't guess you would ever know when they drop one.
Mm-mm. No, you wouldn't. No, they probably.
Until, you know, they would come back with the mother,
right.
And probably you would know
they
that
just
was a new baby.
Them out there,
uh-huh.
Now, in addition, what would people use to pull plows before they had tractors?
Horse.
Okay.
And some call them mules.
And you're right. Yeah, very good. Do you know what? If people use two horses together, two mules together, what's that?
Pair.
Yeah. Do you know what they would call a male horse?
No, but if I hear the word, I know it.
Okay. They call it different things.
They call some coats.
Okay. The baby. Now, there's some males are sometimes called stallions, sometimes studs. You know, those sound familiar.
I've heard studs.
You've heard studs. How about a female horse?
I believe, do they call it a mule?
A mule is a type of horse. And they're also, they call, I think you may not have ever heard it. These are things you'd never know. Mare, do you know that word?
I have heard of mare.
You have heard that word, okay.
These are good questions that make you more alert. Things you forgot 30 years ago.
Things that you never think about. That's just so
not anymore. It's true. Not say to make
you
think, make you more alert.
Okay. Now, talking about riding horses.